This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who does America belong to? Does it belong to you or does it belong to the world? Who should have a right to move here? And do those people have an obligation to assimilate into the
summer final question? Because I know you're on a time schedule here.
Ramos will be here to debate the answers to those questions.
Where can the listeners go for more information?
Also, these are very strange days here in Washington. Some of the strangest we've ever seen. Republicans had 7 years to agree on an Obamacare replacement, yet they're already squabbling over the bill they just revealed.
We'll take it from the Olympic gold medalist herself and mom, Summer Sanders. Summer, thank you so much.
Why is that? We're going to speak to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan. He should explain what is going on and why Congress seems not to be focused. Or maybe they are. But first, they're calling it a day without a woman. Thousands of women skipped work today and instead participated in marches and other events they described as feminist. The official Twitter account for the Women's March on Washington in January proudly tweeted that women birth half the population.
When women succeed, the world succeeds.
Well, our first guest is the executive editor of Bustle.com, a women's website that shut down today to show solidarity with women. Julie Alvin joins us now. Julie, thanks for coming on.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So I just heard that woman say at the march, women have value and America doesn't function without them, and I think every person agrees with that, and the species dies actually without them. I completely agree, and I think I understand this march to be an attempt to show that women have value and are impressive, something that obviously I agree with. But if you want to show that you're impressive, shouldn't you do something impressive, like, I don't know, cure a disease or fix the debt crisis or do a really good job at work? Taking a day off is not impressive. Anyone can do it. How does this make the point exactly?
Well, I think that, you know, the point of this is to show the impact that women have on the economy and that women have, you know, in the workplace. And one of the best ways to do that is to show what it would be like if women were not present, if women were absent. You know, I also think that, you know, this wasn't a day where women were sitting around twiddling their thumbs. Bustle,
right,
in particular, really encouraged readers and encouraged our staff to take the day to spend time volunteering for women in marginalized communities, for women who are underprivileged, for women who are unable to strike today. We encourage women to call the representatives. We encourage women to donate to causes that support women. And, you know, this wasn't a day, you know, of fun. This was a day of action. And it was a day of specifically serving women and serving the needs of women in the interest of, you know, supporting women's equality. So I think all those things are very impressive.
I mean, I can see that. But if the point is to show that women are needed in the workplace, and obviously they are, women prepared the show that you're watching right now, then why not do, like, an extra good job at work? To show you're valuable at work. If you want to show people, boy, you couldn't live without me, then act in a way that makes them think that.
Okay. I mean, I think that protests and strikes historically have been a way to show the impact that people have on certain workplaces and certain environments by being absent and by showing, you know, if you're not going to value me as much as you should, if you're not going to pay me equally, if you're not going to, you know, protect me from sexual harassment in the workplace, if you're not going to offer me paid leave, you know, this is what it would be like if I did not participate in this economy in general. And sometimes the greatest way to show impact is to show absence. And I think that this is actually more effective than you're giving it credit for. And, you know, strikes historically have been enormously effective in showing the value of the people who are striking.
Yeah, I mean, some have, some haven't. But the ones that have a very specific set of demands tend to succeed, and the ones that are amorphous tend not to succeed. So I went on the website Day Without a Woman to try and figure out what this is about. And one of the things I learned is that you're supposed to avoid shopping except at women and minority-owned businesses. In other words, if the business is owned by a white man, you can't shop there. You shouldn't shop there. Why the hostility toward white men? What do they have to... Why white men, exactly?
Well, I don't think that it's necessarily hostility towards white men. I think it's more about being supportive towards women and towards minorities who are historically disenfranchised in this country, who are paid less, who are not treated as well in the workforce, who don't have, you know, stability in the workforce. So I don't think that this is about punishing white men. I think that it is about supporting women and people of color.
Well, sure. If you're boycotting white men, it's obviously an attack on white men. But that's not true, actually. So if you look at household median income, the top three slots are not white men. They're all people of color. I think the number one is Indians, and number two is Taiwanese, and the third is, I think, Filipino. So actually, white men are not making the most money in this country. I don't know if you've checked the numbers. So it's a little bit weird to say boycott white businesses, white male-owned businesses, when they're not the most successful. What is that about?
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy? I'll tell you, it's only begun, ladies and gentlemen. But thank you for joining in on The Good Fight. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Dougherty is with us right now. Michael, the president and CEO of LabMD, also the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, it's not just the devil. It might be absolutely demonic. There's so many moles running around. I mean, you might want to retitle the book, huh?
Yeah, you know, everyone always bothers me. I didn't put plural. You know, and I was like, you know, you got to read it. It's really pretty accurate.
Well, they can't handle plural right now, Michael. Clearly, it's hard enough for them to just figure out that we got one mole, much less all kinds of moles. And after you know what President Obama did. In kind of taking down the fences between these agencies. Now you've got such rabid confusion that everybody can point a finger at everybody else. And then, oh yeah, they've got the system now set up in such a way to where they can actually violate us and make it seem like it's the Russians when it's really the North Koreans, or it's maybe some 14-year-old in a bedroom just having fun.
Or nothing, maybe.
Yeah.
Because what they are masters of are wordsmithing and gaslighting and projection. And what that means is if we say it 1,000 times, people think it's true.
Exactly.
And this started right away with the Trump tweet over the weekend. It's like, well, it wasn't Obama exactly, or it wasn't wiretapping, it's electronic surveillance. You know, and that's the red herring thing. It is a trick that's used over and over and over. And it's what you do if you don't care about truth or fiction. You just keep riding the merry-go-round.
Yeah, like they're going to be honest and say they did it. I mean, you know, these are the inventors of plausible deniability and the deep state and non-accountability, whatever they can do. This isn't going to get pinned on them. I mean, for all the time, you know, we spent trying to find out what happened in Benghazi, we still don't know. You know, we were gun running down in Mexico, 2,000 guns, Eric Holder and Barack Obama, thank you very much, given to the drug cartels down in Mexico. Did anybody get in trouble for that?
No, and then they label it populist, which it's not populist. It's about honesty and integrity, and most people expect that. And this crowd with the Trump election is getting exposed, and the kickback it sort of verifies everyone's decision, and, you know, you have to throw the gauntlet down. I actually think Trump threw the gauntlet down over the weekend because of what you clearly see these moles did to Flynn, what they're trying to do to Sessions. This crowd has a plan to really damage the peaceful transition of power, which is a very, very terrible thing, and then tie Trump's feet together and then scream that he can't run.
Right.
And, you know, you got Schumer then sitting at the peanut gallery tossing out more stuff. I really think the world is observing this. And, you know, it's like the beginning of the end of liberalism, I hope, because just look at them. They're nothing less than a spectacle, and it's a dishonest spectacle, and it's dangerous.
But look how many people are still following their parade, though. I mean, we just had, a day off for women, which was a hijacking of International Women's Day, which on the surface is, you think about the women, around the world and what they're subjected to. And by comparison, the women here in America are suffering a hangnail, while the women, internationally are subjected to beatings and all kinds of sexual abuses and slavery. The women here in America, they're complaining because of Donald Trump.
I think it was a bit of a bust. Actually, Molly Hemingway at the Federalist had a really good article about this morning and about how it was a bit of a bust because look, the media, if it has an agenda, it's going to find a crowd of 100 unless you assume it's 1,000.
Right.
And we see this on a lot of protests that go on around, and that's called gaslighting. And we understand. I mean, we're more and more hip to this, okay? And honestly, in my own world, I'm in Florida right now this week. I didn't see a blip of my real direct world. So if I kept the TV off, I wouldn't have not even known. And,
exactly.
Look at all these people that voted for Trump that didn't tell anyone that they were going to vote for Trump. I mean, these people, I think that the world keeps getting it. Look, the more you have women think they speak for women when they dress up like genitalia, there's a backfire against that, okay? And and I don't, I'm the eternal optimist, though, Bill, so.
well, I'm with you on this, too, Michael, because, I'm one for, we've been saying for quite a while, we got more and more exposure. The curtains are being pulled back on all this stuff. And we knew that when Trump was coming in that he was going to turn tables upside down. He was going to disturb the force of the elites and what they've been used to. And, of course, on schedule, and in some cases, they've created their own boogeyman, whether it's Russia or whoever it is or Putin. This is what progressives are doing to try to counter the Trump effect. But Trump has a force that is, is undeniable, and it's penetrating. And they're scampering. I mean, Schumer and the rest of the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, is like, you guys are better off just not saying anything.
Let's keep them talking in the long run, because even with the weekend tweet, look how it's changed over a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you knew the second he hit that thing, I thought, okay, holy cow, he just raised the stakes.
Yes,
I mean, this guy really just threw the gauntlet down on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, is he going to do something that crazy? They wish.
Yeah, right.
It's like, when has he ever had a pattern of being wrong like this, right? So,
right.
And is it hard to believe? It wasn't hard for me to believe, unfortunately, when the list of subversive behind-the-scenes things the Obama administration had done started years ago when he was having everyone, all the tentacles of his people in various agencies speaking to each other via email and their Gmail accounts. Now, that's an intent to circumvent future investigations and the Freedom of Information Act.
Of course. Well, 12 times he communicated with Hillary on her private email account, so how can he claim any deniability? But yet the media and everybody else in total, they don't want to go up. They don't want to deal with Barack Obama, because they're afraid that they're going to be called racist and we're going to start some sort of racial war. And this guy has gotten away with everything here and, turned things upside down. And even to the point that, he says, well, I really admire George W. Bush and how he, afforded our transition. He was so accommodating.
Amazing.
Well, and he goes, that's my standard, my model. That's what I'm going to do. And then you realize, as as he was leaving Dodge there, not too far, but as he was exiting, he didn't necessarily do something as benign as take all the W's or maybe all the T's off the keyboard, but he left a bunch of landmines all over the place for Trump to fall into, and we've had one casualty in Mike Flynn, but I don't think he's going to let Jeff Sessions be a casualty. Michael Dougherty is with us. We've got more from Michael on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-919-0432 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-919-0432. That's 800-919-0432. Again, 800-919-0432.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
My job is not to represent the world. My job is to represent the United States of America.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Michael Dougherty continues. Michael, just how culpable is President Obama with all, you know, the reported bugging, the moles, the leaks that are going on right now? How much can you put on him for this?
I think he is a terrific criminal mind, and I think this is a guy who worships Zelensky, and this is what it's all about. It's in his world, and also the world of a criminal mind. A criminal mind exploits your trust and belief that you will honor the truth. This guy exploits everyone's belief in him as an honest man, and knowingly then, in 17 days before he leaves the presidency, he allows NSA information to go to all these other agencies. I mean, he basically unleashed the lions, or as you say, lit the fire on D.C. and then walked out laughing.
Right.
And when I talk about the criminal mind, I talk about the big talent they have that is so terrifying is to be able to believably to lie so well, to look you in the face and subconsciously not even demonstrate, eye movement or facial impression. And this is the thing about him is his believability, which is why his popularity was so high, right, his policies are so low. So the thing about it is, the lucky yet sad thing is, at the same time, it took someone like Donald Trump, who is a billionaire, who is an outsider, who doesn't care, who has the means, to top that. And, you know, I don't know if you saw what Monica Crowley said about what was going on right now when she came back to Fox 2 nights ago, but it is pretty devastating what's really going on. It is an absolute war, and it's an integrity. When you expose criminal behavior is when you get the biggest cornered animal fights. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really going on right now. And really got to steer the course. What happened to Flynn is outrageous. What they tried to do to Sessions is terrible. But you know what? We're on to it now. And a lot of it, coincidentally, can be due to WikiLeaks, so that the credibility of Obama and what goes on is really suspect. He would never, ever thought he could be exposed. Mm-hmm. And, how we hold these people accountable is a really big question. How do you hold Valerie Jarrett accountable? How do you hold the people in these agencies that have done this? How do you hold the current moles that are undermining the peaceful transition of power accountable for the felonies they're creating? It has to happen.
Right.
And,
But the problem you got, Michael, to your point, is that they have lied about lying to such a degree that it wears everybody out. I mean, the media has been complicit in this because they don't want to pursue it. They have given him cover and the Democratic Party cover and, for so long that it's up to people like you and me and everyday Americans to, follow the leaks. How could those possibly happen? What do we know right now based on the evidence, based on the fruit? You know, because you're not going to have a banana tree all of a sudden giving you pears, all right? Banana trees give you bananas. What we've got right now is we've got fruit that is busting out and flowering here. And all you got to do is go down and look to the root. It's understandable. It's traceable in that kind of context. But people don't want to really think about it because of what you just said. They want to believe because Barack Obama was so charming. But when you look at all this stuff, and this is what Trevor Loudon has been pointing out for, how many years? I mean, even before Barack Obama, when he was still candidate Barack Obama, going, wait a minute, this guy's got aliases. We can't find out transcripts from his education, supposedly. And I got one of the top gals in the country who vets these Fortune 500 candidates, that go in for employment, and she says she cannot vet the president's Social Security card. We still have problems. Sheriff Joe did a recent presser about how fraudulent the president's birth certificate is. I know once you say that, you're a birther, it invalidates everything. But it's the accumulation of all this false evidence and this goofy stuff around a guy that we elected not once but twice as president of the United States, and we're still giving him cover? What are we doing?
Well, I don't even know if you could be much more successful if you just look at the team of it, because we are at a tipping point here. I mean, you could say, oh, well, they pardoned Nixon. Okay, Trump's not going after Hillary. This is a playbook that is fanned through the left, and it's a dangerous. And we see it in the students now. Silence people. This is spreading. We're at a tipping point where people think I'm right, therefore lawlessness is permissible. That's a line that has to be dealt with.
Exactly.
And you don't have to, I think you can deal with it by really going after the periphery, the minions. I mean, okay, we're not going to go after Barack Obama, we're not going to go after Hillary Clinton. Oh, those unknown teams better understand. Because for every people's power, is they build these teams of soldiers around them, and those people feel like they're protected, and you got to put some of those people in jail so that they think twice before they go that far. We just have to stop. And it's, you know, man, it is the CIA. It's going to be interesting. As WikiLeaks says, it still has a lot more to dump. Right now, the CIA thing isn't that huge deal. Obviously, it's damaging the company. Right, it's a big deal.
Michael, we're getting interruption on our connection. I don't know if you're far away from a landline, whatever it is, but you're going in and out here.
So. Oh, sorry. All right. I'll speak.
So we got to keep
lower.
Your big toe out the window or something. I don't know, to make sure we got to connect. Either that, or just tell the NSA to leave your phone line alone until we're done with our conversation.
The point is that that we're at a tipping point, and we've got to put our foot down. And I think the way to do it is go after the periphery.
Right. Well, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, what you were kind of suggesting here is, you know, the Beltway is a rather dirty and scammy town. I mean, it's all about secrets and whatever they hold on you. I mean, J. Edgar Hoover was infamous for this, and they always have something on somebody, you know, that they can roll out. They seem to, you know, knowledge is power, and they use it against you. And they will do anything they can to get this information. And we saw what happened in the Obama administration, him using all the three-letter agencies to come after people that didn't agree with him.
And I think we're seeing, because Obama won and people came out of the woodwork and didn't tell pollsters what they really were going to do. So I think we see a very good split. And I think the momentum's changing. I do believe ultimately in the power of the public, and it's not just what people want to believe as white America. Mm-hmm. Integrity, work ethic, honesty, that's a human condition.
Exactly.
And, you know, and this is the power of the internet and communication. I mean, just go look at Venezuela.
Right.
Or give me any
reality is here, Michael. We're dealing with it. I mean, people are, like you say, there's nothing like, success when it comes to all, you know, going after revenge. And, look at the job report that was reported by ADP. I mean, these are numbers Barack Obama could only wish he had. And I mean, and Trump has done this, you know, kind of hopping on one leg because he doesn't have his full cabinet. Democrats are doing everything they can to put a stick in his spokes. And here it is. He's guilty of trying to get this country back on track, get it working and productive again. And well, yeah, let's take care of the immigration situation as our citizens continue to be killed by illegal immigrants that remain in this country.
Well, the survival of the left is on the line, and they're going down because we're starting to see it, and that's why the pressure has to be kept up, because we can take it out. That's why they're fighting so hard. This is a real huge mess for them and a big surprise.
Well, they're up against the wall, and it's the wall they put themselves in. This is all self-inflicted, and this is the thing about deception. Eventually, you know, the lights come on, and the cockroaches start running around, don't they?
That's right. If you've got a leader that will press it, and... Trump, I mean, with someone like Steve Bannon, yeah, he's got his hand on the light switch.
Well, there we go. Well, keep flashing it, Steve. This is Bill Martinez and Michael Dougherty, President and CEO of LabMD. Michael, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we're going to be talking about a new study that is finding an association between age of women and the pelvic floor strength after their first pregnancy. 1 in 3 women will experience a pelvic floor disorder, what they call a PFD, in her lifetime. So women, this is for you and men for who care about your women, because this is important. In women, the pelvic floor is the muscles, ligaments, connective tissues, nerves that support the bladder, uterus, vagina, rectum, and help these pelvic organs function. Now, new research finds increasing age is a risk factor for decreased postpartum pelvic floor strength. Now, the prospective study is published in the March edition of Female Pelvic Medicine and Reconstructive Surgery, the official journal of the American Gynecological Society, and I should say Urogynecological Society, the leading professional organization dedicated to the treatment of pelvic floor disorders. Now, the research observes changes in pelvic floor strength in relation to the age of women postpartum. Now, the results show that women aged 25 years and older were 2.5 times likely to have a decrease in postpartum pelvic floor strength. Now, here to give us more information and make sure that we understand what seems a bit complicated here is Dr. Lishan Quiroz. She's with the Division of Female Pelvic Medicine and Reconstructive Surgery at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. Dr. Quiroz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. I touched a little bit on the results of your research, but I want you to finish that out and, clear it up for us as in terms of what, you know, what are the results of this research that we need to take note of?
I think that you gave a great intro to this. Pelvic floor disorders are very common disorders and, as you mentioned, can affect up to 1 in 3 women. In general, these disorders present themselves over a woman's lifetime and usually become more symptomatic and bothersome in their, later on in life, 10 to 20 years after they're done with childbirth. Mm-hmm. So these women usually suffer in silence. They usually have a great deal of embarrassment to bring this up to their healthcare provider, and they should be bringing this up.
Exactly.
The main thing that we were interested in trying to find out is, can we hit the rewind button? Can we actually go back and take a look at that inciting event, which is that first vaginal delivery? Mm-hmm. And can we start taking a look at what are the risk factors that these women can have, since we know that weakness is one of the first signs that we can detect and can be associated with future pelvic floor dysfunction. Mm-hmm. So we recruited women who are, from the community, completely asymptomatic young women about to have their first child. One of the things that we did is that we measured the pelvic floor strength in the third trimester, and we were then able to measure it again 3 to 6 months postpartum. One of the main findings was that the age of the woman alone, when controlling for all other factors, was a great predictor of them developing this pelvic floor weakness. Mm-hmm. And one of the main things that we're advocating with this research is that women greater than 25 or 30 years old should be screened for this weakness at the time of their gynecologic examinations, such that they can be offered help, usually, hopefully earlier in their lifetime.
Exactly. Well, what can women do to strengthen their pelvic floor?
So one of the main things that a lot of women can do is to do pelvic floor exercises, and that's directed Kegel exercises. And we all know about some of these terms that we've heard in the media or in
I went to birth classes. Birth classes, taught us about Kegel exercises and everything,
Exactly.
Right? I mean, we had a partner
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. One of the main things, however, that it's important to note is that up to 50% of women do them wrong. And so it's important for their healthcare provider to be involved with that and to actually assess whether these women are doing them wrong. Mm-hmm. Whenever a woman is asked to do a Kegel exercise under directed medical supervision, sometimes they are actually pushing, sometimes they're straining, sometimes they're moving their legs around or lifting their buttocks up in an attempt to actually do what they're supposed to be doing on command. Mm-hmm. So it's important for the healthcare provider to actually check that they're doing it correctly. It's not sufficient to just give them a handout and say, do more of these and see you back in, two
right,
or three
exactly.
years and let
right.
me know how you're doing.
No, that's a good point because even when we go to the gym, sometimes we misuse equipment because we don't have somebody there watching us and reminding us of the correct way in which to utilize a device. And so why wouldn't it be the same with Kegel exercises, right?
That is exactly, and you're bringing a great point. In women that need extra help in figuring this out, we do have a subset within physical therapy of pelvic floor rehabilitation. So there are dedicated pelvic floor physical therapists that dedicate their entire specialty to making sure that women are able to rehabilitate their pelvic floor for a variety of different reasons. So there is such a thing as a personal trainer to your pelvic floor,
right.
Whenever needed. And not all of us need a personal trainer, but a lot of us do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for them to, whenever the healthcare provider has done everything that they can in assessing, oh, you're not doing this correctly and you're going to need a little help, let's get you a couple of sessions of going to pelvic floor physical therapy so that you can be directed on how to do this correctly, such that they don't do more harm than good. Like you
yes.
mentioned, if you keep on doing the wrong exercise, using the wrong equipment, you can actually injure yourself more.
You get wrong results. That's what it's all about. That's what many of my coaches would teach us, whether it was in basketball or baseball or whatever training deal. So, some of these patterns are consistent. So you would say, Dr. Quiroz, that if you're over 30, this is something you really need to pay more attention to, right?
Absolutely. I think that from what we can see, the age of women having their first child continues to increase. And that goes along with, you know, what the patterns are in the United States. So as we see that happening, it's important for women and their doctors to be aware that the potential of a weak pelvic floor is really there. It's something that we can say is we can predict with increasing age, such that these women need to be followed closely. And if they do develop the pelvic floor weakness after their first baby, they can get the help that they need. We need to be offering these women exactly the resources that are available to them.
Well, Dr. Quiroz, we got 15 seconds left together, so let's tell people where they can go to find more information.
So more information can be found at augs.org. That's the American Urogynecologic Society website. So that is a great resource to start.
Well, Dr. Lishan Quiroz, thank you so much for being with us. Good information here. Appreciate the time. Dr. Quiroz is an obstetrics gynecology specialist in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And, you know, what she shares with, you know, for you women is very important. Guys, I hope you're taking note, too, so that you can encourage your wife, you know, to, you know, follow the prescription here with Dr. Quiroz. And, you know, and I think it's wise also to have good counsel. So if you got somebody who can, you know, be a coach and, you know, check it out. Because, hey, you know us, even, you know, we go to the gym, we misuse the equipment and not have it done right, and the next thing you know, we're hurting ourselves. So I think this is good wisdom, and I appreciate Dr. Quiroz being with us. Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour right now, I do want to remind everybody that, look, we have these Shaq packages that we're still giving away. We're down to the last few of them. So right now, I mean, get that email off to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. First come, first serve. Get that email to me. We got this Shaq pack that includes two free tickets to the movie The Shaq, the book, which sold over 22 million copies. So that's included in the package. We've got the soundtrack from the movie, and also they've put together a Bible study. It's pretty fascinating. I think you're going to find it quite interesting. And, you know, as I was sharing here the other day, what I'm hearing time and time again, people telling me that the Shaq was quite instrumental in changing their lives. In fact, a good friend of mine who lost a son, it was a year after the loss of their son that his wife read the book and said it was absolutely comforting and life-changing for her. There's so many personal testimonies about this, so hopefully it blesses you. But if you want one of these Shaq packs, get your email to me right away, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address so I know where we can send the Shaq pack to, okay? Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396, 800-989-1396, 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
There it is. We got, dancing juju bees. Some, all kinds of popcorn and good stuff here because we're getting ready for Steve, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. Here he is, the one, the only, the movie guy, Steve Evans. How we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and it was a wow weekend for Wolverine last weekend.
Yes,
number
I would say
one.
So, number one.
Well, 88.5 million here in this country, about 238 million worldwide. That's how they open these big movies now.
Yeah.
And it just raked in the cash. And, you know, Hugh Jackman, this is his final time playing the role. And that's what they say now, but I'm not sure. After
he keeps turning out all this money and everything like that. We're going to do, Hugh Jackman limping, you know?
Maybe they may be rethinking that and trot him out one more time. Yeah, just did great. It'll do well again this weekend. We had Get Out. That was number two. It's a real success story. This is Jordan Peele of Key and Peele directing this horror film, which also takes a look at racism in this country. It has all kinds of themes going on. Very entertaining. And it made 28.3, and they say that this movie could probably make 140, 150 million before all is said and done.
Wow.
Which is a lot of cash for a movie like that. And then The Shack was number three. I understand you had a chance to talk to the author of the book, right?
Yeah, Paul Young. Yeah, a terrific story, and it's terrific. In fact, we're giving away Shack Packs this week, which include the book, two tickets to the movie, absolutely free tickets because we're just so generous. That's the way we roll here. The movie soundtrack, and they have a Bible study compliment that goes with it, too. So it's pretty neat package.
So what did he say about the story? I haven't had a chance to hear the interview.
Well, the story itself was, it started out, it was a gift for his kids. It was a Christmas gift. It was, you know, his wife said, you got to write that story. And he thought, well, okay, well, I'll just give it to the kids for Christmas. And it was, I think, 12 pages. And then that's the way it started out. And people started, next thing you know, it kind of went viral.
Wow.
You know, they started sharing and they said, whoa, you know, this thing's, you've got something here. And it turns into a book. And, and it's been a challenge for the faith-based community. Some people that just don't know what to make of it. You know, when you have a, like in the movie, you know, you got a black woman playing God. I mean, it just, it disturbs their theological foundation.
Spencer.
Yeah, exactly. After all, I mean, you know, how close can you get? Just kidding. I'm going to get all kinds of for that one. But anyway, you know, but the thing is that's really, I think, very powerful about the shack has been the testimonials. I had a dear friend of mine that lost a son, a tragic car accident, a drunken driver. And you can only imagine what, I mean, the kid had everything. He was like 17 years old, high school.
Wow. Yeah.
Boom, gone. Okay. Well, his wife, a year after the event, his wife happens to read the book. And it was such a comfort to her that she said to her, it changed her life. Another good friend of mine. Yeah. I mean, I'm hearing this down the road that this movie, this book has changed people's lives. And I go, wow, you know, maybe the faith-based community, though they're challenged, because anytime you talk about issues of faith, they want to make sure, okay, is it scripturally sound? Is it consistent with the Bible? And all, you know, these really hard and fast things. Well, this is the thing that Jesus had problems with, you know, the religious temperament and the fixation that they had. They were so caught up in the legalism of the religion that they forgot about relationship and what God was all about. And that's what Jesus came up against big time. Of course, that got him in trouble. And, you know, and of course, you know, it's like something, you know, as King David said, there's nothing new under the sun, or I should say Solomon. So it's the same thing. You know, we deal with the same thing. And I think we're dealing with a little bit of that dynamic in the shack, but well received. 16 million, its first time out.
Yeah, 16.2. Not bad at all. Yeah,
exactly.
A Lego Batman movie, that was number 4, and then John Wick Chapter 2 rounded out the top 5. Well, coming out this weekend, we have another King Kong movie. It's called Kong Skull Island, getting great reviews. 82% are recommending this.
Mm-hmm.
Another Kong, remember the first one?
See, that's what they need to do with Jackman. See, they need to, you know, turn him into some, you know, anatomic figure or something like King Kong. He'd be Jack, you know. The Wolverine, you know, computer generated whole deal. He'll last forever, you know.
Maybe. Yeah. This is called Kong Skull Island. Has a great cast: Tom Hiddleston, Samuel L. Jackson, Brie Larson, John C. Reilly, John Goodman. I mean, it really is a terrific looking film.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a team of explorers and soldiers traveling to an uncharted island in the Pacific, unaware that they're crossing into the domain of monsters, including the mythic Kong. Kong Skull Island. This is kind of a reimagining of the mythic Kong and the original adventure from a director by the name of Jordan Bog Roberts, who spent 6 months doing this thing. They filmed this thing across 3 continents. They were in Oahu, they were on Australia's Gold Coast, and finally Vietnam. And the movie has a very interesting look. Takes place back in the 70s, so the soundtrack is cool, too. Check it out. Getting good reviews, 82% recommending it will be the number one movie this week.
I love the trailer. The trailer is awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. 45 million, they say, this weekend. Kong Skull Island out there for you. And then we have Raw. Now, this is an interesting film. This is about when vegetarians go bad, I think. 91% are recommending. Here's what it's about.
Do they go bad? What happened? Do they just they stay too long? They just they run out their expiration date? Is that what happens to vegetarians?
Here's what can happen.
Here's
the cautionary tale. We have a young vegetarian undergoing a carnivorous hazing ritual at a vet school, and an unbidden taste for meat begins to grow in her. Well, everyone in this young girl's family, Justine, everybody in the family's a vet. They're also vegetarian. So at 16, she's this brilliant student starting out at veterinary school, where she experiences this decadent, merciless, and dangerously seductive world. Desperate to fit in, she strays from her family's principles of vegetarianism and eats raw meat for the first time. Justine will soon face the terrible and unexpected consequences as her true self begins to emerge.
Boy.
People are taking this seriously. 91% are recommending. They say the final scene is supposed to be enough to make you lose your popcorn, but it is wild stuff. It's cleverly written, impressively made, according to one critic, and incredibly gory. A tale of one young woman's awakening to the pleasures of the flesh in all senses of the term. There you go. It's called Raw. It's out there for you this weekend. Scientology is back at the box office. We have a movie called My Scientology Movie, which is also getting great reviews. This is about, it's made by Louis Theroux. He documents the investigation into what goes on behind the scenes in the infamous Church of Scientology. Now, this is inspired by the church's uses of filming techniques, And what he does is he's aided by ex-members of the organization, and he uses actors to replay some incidents that people claim they experienced as members in an attempt to better understand the way it operates. And in a bizarre twist, it becomes clear about halfway through the filming of this movie that the church is also making a film about Louis Theroux. They say it's worthy of a Hollywood script, and this Scientology movie is indeed stranger than fiction. It's called My Scientology Movie. 90% of the critics are recommending that one.
Yeah, we interviewed a gal here earlier this week, Athena Dean Holtz, who wrote a book, Full Circle, and she was in Scientology for 7 years. Said that she was the one that signed up, or at least signed him in, John Travolta for his first session.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting.
Quite fascinating. So seven years of experience in Scientology, so quite fascinating.
Yeah, well, that's what this is all about. It's called My Scientology Movie. You can check it out this weekend. We have another movie called Personal Shopper. We have Kristen Stewart. Now, I have never really been too impressed with Kristen Stewart and her acting abilities. I mean, in Twilight, she just kind of sat there looking sullen through all those movies, making millions of bucks, by the way. Yeah. 70% of the critics are recommending this, and they're also giving Kristen some great reviews, too. It says that she allows her even a wider range of emotions than most of her recent movies.
What?
She shows fear, yes, but also stammering nervousness, nagging grief, resignation. It's all a portrait and often a fascinating one. It's called Personal Shopper. It revolves around a ghost story that takes place in the fashion underworld of Paris. She's grieving the recent death of her twin brother, so she goes to Paris, haunts his home, determined to make contact with him, and let you see the movie to find out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, who would have thought that being moody could make you millions of dollars, huh?
I don't know. She's branching out.
Now she's got multiple moody expressions, and
she's doing stammering nervousness now, nagging grief.
That's gonna up the ante. I'm telling you. Yeah, who needs a Golden Globe? I got another attitude to throw on you.
One critic says that she's now one of the most interesting actresses of her generation. So she really is going places.
Okay.
There's a movie called The Sense of an Ending. I've been seeing this trailer for, it seems like months now, and it's a very interesting story with a terrific cast. The Sense of an Ending, this is a story, a man becomes haunted by his past and is presented with a mysterious legacy that causes him to rethink his current situation in life. The character's name is Tony Webster, played by the great Jim Broadbent. He is a guy, an English actor. You recognize him as soon as you see him. He has a resume as long as your arm. Terrific actor. He, in the movie, leads this reclusive and quiet existence until long-buried secrets from his past force him to face a flawed recollection of his younger self, the truth about his first love, played by Charlotte Rampling, and the devastating consequences of decisions made a long time ago. It's called The Sense of an Ending. 70% recommend.
And that'll be on limited release, so that means you're going to have to search high and low. See, Steve likes to do this to us. He puts us on these little, treasure hunts. He gives us these limited, because I say, what's that movie? And then I can't find it. And the only course I find out that later that it's only in four theaters. One of them happens to be right next door to where he lives, so nice and convenient.
It'll be on Netflix eventually or one of those premium services.
I know we're going to have a long list for our listeners of, when they go to Netflix and how they can find them. Steve, the movie guy. Steve-O, great stuff here, man. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Large popcorn, no Jujubes. I gave up Jujubes for Lent, okay?
Have a great weekend.
Okay, pal, you too. Steve Evans, I'm Bill Martinez live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products of Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.